It is one of the biggest shows in the world, and after leaving us on a cliffhanger during that steamy carriage scene, the countdown is on for the second part of Bridgerton season 3. Some lucky fans are attending special screenings in Dublin and Galway over the next couple of days, and we are so privileged and honoured, and I am just so excited that the stars of the show, Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton, have been able to pop into studio after a whirlwind global tour. Lads, it is so good to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Oh, how are you doing? It's great to see you in the flesh.
It's lovely.
Now, Luke, we have seen quite a lot of your flesh over the last couple of days, but it is great to see you here. How are you feeling? Lovely. Are you exhausted, first of all?
We're exhausted. We're okay. We're holding it together, I feel like. Because this is we call it our victory lap. We've done most of the world tour now, and this is us winding down.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Well, like the definition of a whistle stop world tour, you were in Toronto on Monday.
Yeah.
The press tour has taken you to Australia, Italy, Brazil.
Yes, New York.
New York.
Twice, I think. Yeah. Oh,
do you know what day it is?
Nope.
You know, you're not the only one. It's bank holiday week in Ireland, so no one has a rasher.
Right, what day
it is. But it's Thursday, just in case you need to know.
I actually didn't know that.
I would have said Wednesday if you had you put a gun to my head. I'm like, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. But Camille, how do you manage and cope with the jet lag and the, you know, doing the press tour? It's full on, like tiring, but exciting, but tiring.
Yeah. I think like meeting people kind of fuels you a bit.
It does, actually.
You get
that's very true.
And like even here, I was saying previously, like I love like everyone, the Irish people just really make you feel like they're your friend immediately.
Okay.
And it's so nice to just like interact with people like on the streets and
everywhere. I said to Luke, is my accent getting thicker and thicker as I
I've noticed it straight away.
Galway's coming back.
It's coming back. I know, because I feel like when I'm away, I'll try and slow down because obviously natural Galway pace is like da 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 da. But then I'll be home like tomorrow, you won't be able to understand me.
Love it. And you are going home tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's the glitzy screening tonight.
Yes.
Is in the Lighthouse Cinema here in Dublin.
It is.
Then you're off to Galway, your hometown.
I know.
Back to the Palace.
I know. I can't believe it.
That's going to be a special moment.
It's just, I really like never thought anything like this would happen. Like to get to bring like Netflix and Bridgerton to Galway and bring Luke to Galway and show him round. And
So cool.
And when was the last time you were home?
Oh gosh. We've been on the press tour since the 4th of January.
Okay.
That's when we started. So I've been home maybe twice since then, and I had Big Mood, another show, come out within that time period, and I was promoting that too. So it's been a little while.
Is it weird going home now back to Galway, back to your mammy, when you're trying to kind of walk the pier or have, you know, head out to the weir and have a pint and do all that?
I think probably in this period of time between the releases, it's quite wild. Like, you know, you're kind of like all the airport bathrooms you're going in and you've just come out of the toilet. People are like, you're Lady Whistledown. You go, I am. I have to wash my hands
and get a selfie beside the jacks.
Yeah, yeah. Someone did ask me for a selfie in the bathroom today. I was like, let's go outside the bathroom and we'll do it out there.
But will you be able to even take a few hours in Galway? I mean, Luke, have you been to Galway before?
No,
never.
First time.
Okay, so if you were to, you know, I mean, it's highly unlikely that you're going to get the time or the opportunity to do it, but if you were to show him the best of Galway, what would a few hours?
We are doing it tomorrow.
So I think I can't. He doesn't know where I'm bringing him, so I have to keep a secret. Yeah. But I am bringing him around Galway tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love it, but you can't say anything.
No, it has to be because he doesn't know where we're going, so I'm going to keep it secret.
Yeah, I'm going to be blindfolded.
And Luke, you are from Shoreham by Sea, which I have actually been to.
Oh,
really?
Yes, I have, because I have family in Petersfield and Chichester, not too far away.
Very close.
So I was there maybe 5 years ago.
Wow.
But if you were to bring Nicola to Shoreham by Sea.
Oh, wow.
What would you be doing for an hour or two?
Just like a walk along the beach is really beautiful. I'd probably venture closer to Brighton and do the pier. I love doing like the arcades.
I love Brighton Pier.
I don't love rides, but I know that you do.
I do like them.
Roller coasters.
I'd be like, there you go.
Off you go.
I'd hold your bag.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah. What about you, Nicola? Like home comforts. Like, will you get to stay in Galway for a few days?
I will. I get to stay with my family for a little bit, which is nice. Because, it's been, as you said, such a whistle-stop world tour. Mm. So, yeah, see my niece and nephews. And actually, I have one nephew in the Gaeltacht, so I can't see him.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, well, let's say big hello.
Hi, Christian.
Probably.
You're not listening because you're in the Gaeltacht.
But good to hang out with your mom for a little bit as well.
Wait.
I know she's one of your biggest fans.
Oh, yeah. And she hasn't met Luke yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he is the big flavour of the month. I won't see my mum actually. She'll probably be way too wrapped up in what Luke is doing. Yeah.
It took a while for her to warm to Colin, didn't
it? Well, my mum is really into like favouritism. It's one of her best things.
Yeah.
So she loved, it was all about Anthony and then Benedict. And then now it's like, she doesn't care about those guys.
Okay. It's all about Colin.
I was home recently and I was in bed and she came into me and she said, you know what I love about him? It's just, you can tell he's so nice. And you can tell he's so, and I was like, it's so lovely. I'm really tired. I want to go to sleep. And she just kept monologuing at me about Luke. So now she gets to see him in the flesh tomorrow. Yeah. So I'll be old news.
I know you say she's on the phone the whole time getting the updates from the...
And I read this thing about you. And why are they saying that? And I'm like, don't worry. It's not everything on the internet's true, Mum. Like, it's grand.
So when, let's talk about that steamy carriage scene.
Sure.
Like, what was your mom's reaction?
Well, what my mom saw of the carriage scene was Colin getting in, them having a conversation, one kiss, a very long fast forward, and then will you marry me?
Yeah.
But shut tomorrow, up, I don't know. I genuinely, in real time, I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Oh, that's a difficult one.
It's worse in that sense.
I mean, none of us like sitting down with our parents and watching any sort
and
of
this
sex
is scene. Another level.
This is another level.
You probably would have been better off letting us see the carriage scene and then not tomorrow's episode or tonight's episode.
No, I don't.
Well, you know what? Have either of you listened to the audio description when you put it on Netflix?
I've seen this on TikTok.
Yeah, I've seen
this
it.
This has
as
gone
well.
Viral on TikTok. Yeah. It is absolutely hilarious.
But there's one thing that doesn't, it's not real. Do you know the bit it's the extra line.
Yeah. They say that I whisper something in your ear and it's not in the script.
It's definitely
and
not
said
it doesn't happen.
Okay, well,
so they've done some.
Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Oh, really?
They share a scorching kiss. He wraps his arm around her waist. They separate for a brief moment.
That's where we have to cut it.
No.
That's where we have to cut it.
Wow.
It's so good. It's so good when you listen to it in its full entirety. So everybody do that.
Yeah.
But come here. I mean, it is a brilliant scene.
Oh, thank you. It's just so
brilliant. And I mean, fans of the book would have known that it was coming down the line. But what was going through your minds when you knew that this was going to be Penn and Colin's big moment?
Yeah.
Like, it was a really big moment for them. We sort of had different sort of stages that they go through in the first block, in the first part.
Yeah.
And then we'll also get there in the second part as well. But like the first kiss was a big moment.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
It was like a different energy.
Why
on
was it
set
terrifying?
Oh, because we've known each other for years and it's very scary to like, you can't fake kiss someone on screen, you have to kiss them. So like, you're like, what if it looks bad? What if the audience don't feel the chemistry in that moment?
Yeah.
And we'd played them as friends for so long and that's the moment where everything changes for Colin. So a lot banked on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was scary. But the carriage, we'd known about it for years and we knew it was coming. But
it was just so, you nailed it so well. It was like drama, the suspense, the sexual tension.
Yeah.
And you know, my favorite part was the laugh.
I know.
The laugh. Yeah. It was so real.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
it
that's
really
what
is
I
like,
think is so beautiful about this season is like because we have, you know, the characters have known each other for so long that there's a level of intimacy there that we haven't gotten to explore before in the show.
Yeah.
And you'll see it more in the second half of like how they just really love being with one another and have so much fun because that's so truthful to real life. When it's true intimacy, you do giggle and you do have those silly moments in the most romantic of times, you know?
Totally, totally. And can I ask you, like, when you get together, I mean, it's very visible on screen, but the chemistry between you, I mean, and that's what I think maybe people don't understand. You've been on this juggernaut for 3 seasons, but you've known each other for 5 years.
Yes.
And like, it was your big break, Luke, to say, is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you've kind of come on this mad journey together.
Yeah. No, totally. It's been wild. Like the whole, I think that also is something that's really important to like, to Colin and Penn, that the audience has had that history with them and that we've had that shared experience. You know, it's not only us like putting this episode out now and feeling like it's 5 years of work being on screen.
Yeah.
It's like the audience has been there and supported them this whole time and has been looking forward to this romance blossoming. So it's kind of a surreal moment. It's not like we're celebrating one season. It's like we're celebrating all three put 100%. Together, like the work of all of them. So,
it's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible. And look, we know that Colin declared very early in the season that he will do whatever he can to ruin the Tom's Gossip columnist if he ever finds out who she is. And of course, we all know that Penelope is Lady Whistledown.
Awkward.
And that kind of moves the show and the series on. Like, it moves the suspense up a notch. And of course, we all want to know what's going to happen, but it's a very clever bridge, isn't it?
Oh yeah. I mean, I knew that the break would mean that people would be celebrating that there's a proposal, but people would also be like stressed at the fact
that
you know, the Whistledown secret is still to be revealed. So yeah, that was really exciting to sort of play those moments. Like, you know, as we go into part two, Colin is just like happy and giddy and
it's
full of
so
joy.
Lovely.
And you
Pence.
Can just feel it's just hanging over
everybody.
Yeah,
Pen is as well. Like, they're so in love when you meet them back. And that's they're some of our favourite episodes mm-hmm. are those ones where they're in their honeymoon period. Because that's another thing we haven't really got to see much in the show, because there's so much angst between the couples. But you just see them, like, so in love and so happy. Yeah. But then you go, oh no, she hasn't told him.
Yes.
Oh my God, he doesn't know.
And
it's
all coming down the track.
Stressful.
What has been your favourite scenes to play up until this point, would you say?
Wow.
I really loved the sort of rom-com element that they put in this year,
yeah.
where they're like, they're kind of awkward and they can't really speak their minds. That was really fun to like play between these two characters. It's kind of like a new theme within the show.
And it was something that was in the original books that people mm-hmm. love from the book so much. It's a lot of a real thing in historical romance yeah. of that sort of awkward, bumbling thing.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And both of your characters, they've had a bit of a glow up in this series. And Colin is just back from travelling. He's got this real swagger. He's got it all going on.
Yeah.
And that must be interesting as an actor, that you can kind of follow through as the character develops and bring that to the screen as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely a gift as an actor to be able to play like multiple versions and watch this character evolve and try and like embody that every season.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's weird parallels in feeling like growing up within the show. Like, not that we were really young when we started.
No,
but
it's
like,
funny because we look back on season one, we're like, oh my God, we were babies.
So
and I think I was like 33 maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. 32, I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been crazy to kind of like have that journey as ourselves, and then also our characters get to grow up. Like, we're the first couple in the show that you've seen them sort of become adults.
Yes.
You know, everyone else has already kind of established that. So,
yeah,
it's really special.
And same for you, Nicola. Like, Penelope consciously makes a decision that she wants a transformation.
Absolutely.
And it's the confidence that blossoms.
Yeah.
And, you know, for women watching to see that, it's just wonderful to see her step into that.
They've written it so well. And like, yeah, she does have this aesthetic transformation, but then the actual transformation happens gradually. And you see it so much in part two, when I was rewatching some the other night, and Luke was also. But you just see them then really become who they are. And just like, there's a far more confidence around, the more that she kind of thinks about Whistledown. And you know, there's lots of negatives about Whistledown, but there's a lot of positives too. Like, she's a powerful businesswoman, she's a really clever, smart writer, and the more she starts to go, oh no, that is me, it's an exciting, there's so much to come in the second half. I can't even explain.
Yeah. But when it comes to, I suppose, confidence, and when it comes to channeling that confidence into a character, is that something that then you feel yourself as an
100%
actress? 100%.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, it is. I think
because it is such a transformation, isn't it? It's such a transition.
100%. Like, this season was a really profound experience. And it's funny because the show is so beautiful and light and celebrates romance and fun and all this stuff, but for us it was so intense. It was, you know, 8 months of filming and you're living with these characters every day, and the journey, and you know, I suppose in the ways in which Colin and Pem were finding themselves, we were also finding ourselves in terms of becoming leading actors and doing all of that. And it's such a big show, it's terrifying to think of the scale, but I think it's definitely, I feel like a different person than I was before.
Absolutely.
I
do you?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, when you just say it's a big show, season one and season two just blew ratings out of the water.
Yeah.
And then in the first 4 days of season three dropping, it had 41 million views worldwide.
Yeah.
Like, that is insane. Like,
as
two
comprehend?
People who started, I suppose, I don't know, like eating chips in the canteen in season one, you know, on set. To go from that to where you are and you becoming this fashion icon, you as well, like, it's just...
It's hard to fathom. Yeah, it is. It's
because
amazing.
It's been quite quick.
It has, in a way. It came out during COVID, the first season, which was mad.
Mm. Yeah.
So we'd heard about these numbers and the viewership, but you don't really understand that, you know?
It's not until getting to do the press tour now that you really see a sense of the scale when you get to meet fans and go to events and you see how many people will rock up and wait outside just to catch
and dress
a
up and make costumes and make fan art and all this stuff. It's nice to get to thank them and be like, like, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't have all of the fans of the show that are so in love with it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I watched a video last night where you were talking about faking it until you make it, which I am a big believer in as well.
Yeah, 100%.
But again, to kind of just admit that and say, you know, like, that's like since Derry Girls and we all saw your rise to fame there, and then to move it from that to Bridgerton and to just say, you know what, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going for it.
I'm
you know, and for all actors out there, you know, to who are on that journey and who are trying to make it, it is so worth you know, channeling that, I think, as well.
Oh, totally. Like Luke and I, the thing is, Luke and I both, like, you know, had very normal jobs mm-hmm. for a long time. Like, yeah. I was 30 when I got Dairy Girls. You were working in a bar, yeah. well, a theatre yeah. bar when yeah, you got
yeah.
this job.
Yeah, and then just completely changed our lives. Yeah. It's like, it's wild, isn't it? I always
well,
think.
Talking about previous lives and past jobs, when we were prepping for our chat today, we were looking yes. at a few videos, and there's one interview where you were asked what you would do if you weren't acting, and you said, you know when the Real Housewives release pop songs just exclusively for gay men? That's like my dream job, because they don't even really sing. They just list things. They're like shoes and private yachts, caviar and more shoes. And of course, then the internet did its thing and made a summer banger.
Yeah.
Sometimes they, you know, when the Real Housewives release pop songs just exclusively for gay men, that's like my dream job. Because they don't even really sing, they just list things like shoes, caviar, more shoes.
Love it. I mean, it is so good. That has to be number one on your Spotify playlist, isn't it?
All I'm going to say is keep an eye, because that might not be the last you've heard of that song.
I love it. I mean, it's so good. And we have to credit, it was remixed by DJ and producer Ellis Mia,
who, if you're a Drag Race fan and know the song Read You Wrote You, which I'm sure some people will, it's like the best ever Drag Race song. And I didn't realise he'd made that, so But yeah, keep an eye.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
What a banger.
We've talked about how your lives have changed since Bridgerton, and we talked about it being overwhelming. But I'd imagine as a cast, when we were saying, when you all go through it together, there is huge support in each other, mm-hmm. isn't there?
Totally.
And kind of
yeah.
having to go through and do all this press stuff and everything else mm-hmm. and having people who have kind of been at the start and the beginning
totally.
With you.
Yeah. Yeah, we always do that. We always say totally. Yeah, it feels like, it's like a shared experience that every like Bridgerton couple will go through. And like we have the thing of like passing the torch, but it really totally. Does feel like that. Mm. And I mean, that was what's amazing this year, is to have like Johnny and Simone come back into the show and you know, support us within the story, but also just knowing that they were there and just like making their presence aware, like knowing that we could lean on them if we needed.
Amazing.
But it's such a like unique experience, I think, for each couple, because we focus on such a different story each
time.
Yeah,
it's a different dynamic and it's a different, you know, different types of actors and different. So it's been so different each year, and it will continue to be, you know, long may the show go on and it be about a million other new couples. Mm-hmm. Well, it'll only be how many? Eight total.
Long may it continue, and long may your success continue.
Thank you.
What is the plan? I mean, obviously sleep for a little while when you can, but you know, when it comes to, you know, TV, film, different franchise, is there a goal? Is there a dream? Mm. What's next? Lots happening.
I haven't. Yeah. I'm starting a new. The minute the press tour ends, I'm going on to a job, which I'm very excited about.
Great.
And it's being announced today.
Can you tell us
Tuesday.
Here?
Tuesday.
Can you tell us here? They're looking in the window.
I'm looking at
Come
the
on,
window.
Tell us, Nicola. Tell us.
Can I don't know.
Soon.
Oh. I was like, no, soon. Okay. Very soon. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Revealed.
Yeah, very cool cast. So I'm excited.
And Luke, you're about to head into exciting things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we kind of don't stop. I kept thinking, I think I leave the next day. It's going to be Fashion Week, so I'll be going to go and do all that stuff, and then heading to LA. So that's going to be fun. Yeah.
Well, listen, enjoy the next few days. Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Premiere tonight. Get him a pint at some point.
Literally,
that's our next stop.
I literally can't wait.
Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton. So lovely to catch up with you guys today. And the next part of season 3 is dropping June the 13th, which is this day week.
Yeah.
And we can't wait.
Yeah.
Best of luck, guys. Enjoy the next few
Thank
days.
You Thank so you so much. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.